Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, it's Christmas time coming again, or still. I want to read the story of the shepherds to you today. I mean, if you've been at church around Christmas time or watched the Charlie Brown Christmas special, you have heard this story. But I'm going to read it again. This is coming from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, starting at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is God's word for God's people. When we hear this story about the shepherds, you know, we tend to think about, you know, cute little shepherds and their cute little sheep out in the fields, and then the angels come down and they send the shepherds in. I think a lot of times we miss one of the major points of this story as to exactly who the shepherds are. We need to kind of put this in a social context. You see, one of the things about shepherds is that they were not really well-respected individuals. They were not well-educated people. They were just regular Joes. Regular Joes doing their job. They didn't have a lot of respect. They weren't well-trusted. They weren't looked up to. And they're the guys that the angels came to and told them that the Messiah had come. The angels told these shepherds, regular guys. The angels didn't appear before the high priest of Israel. The angels didn't appear before Caesar or a king or a political figure or lawyers or people of letters. They appeared before these working guys, these regular guys. You see, they'd been expecting the Messiah. The people of Israel had been expecting their Messiah for thousands of years. Ever since the fall of man. You see, back in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve fell from God's grace, they were told that the Messiah was coming. And they were hoping that it would be one of their kids. And ever since then, everybody's been expecting the Messiah to come. everybody waiting, anticipating his coming. And that's what this Advent season is about. It's about the waiting. It's about the patience. And it's hard for us to be patient, isn't it? It's hard for us to wait sometimes. I mean, we're waiting. It's the 13th today, which means we've got 12 days till Christmas. And it's hard to wait for that 12 days. They waited generations. Hundreds of generations waiting. Imagine being these shepherds standing in the field at night, minding your own business, just making sure the sheep are safe, and here comes an angel. And let's remember that they were terrified. We need to put aside this picture of angels as little fat babies in saggy diapers. We just got to shove that aside and remember that angels are big and they are warriors and they are terrifying. As it says, the shepherds were terrified. And little fat flying babies in saggy diapers are not terrifying. They might be a little scary, but they're not terrifying. They saw God's glory. Have you ever seen God's glory? Now, I don't know if you've seen an angel or not, but we've seen miracles. We've seen miracles, certainly in our own lives. We have seen God at work in our lives, and certainly that is glorious. Think about who you used to be. Think about who you used to be. I came to know the Lord on October 22nd, 1983. It was a particular event where some friends of mine had noticed over time that I had changed. I had become mean. I had become very self-centered, and they knew something was wrong with me. They knew I needed something. So they invited me to go bowling. And of course, these good Christian friends of mine, it turns out, I agreed because it's Saturday night. I didn't have anything to do. So I agreed to go bowling with my good Christian friends, who turns out lied to me, and took me to a rally for the Christian Youth Crusade where, and I really wish I could remember the name of the guy who was preaching, but it wasn't Mark Witt. I know he was running the program, but they had a guest preacher that night. His name was also Mark, but I don't remember what his last name was. But he laid out the gospel in exactly the way I needed to hear it. And it changed me. It changed me. I think of the person who I was when I woke up that morning, and then the person that I was when I went to bed that night. And they're completely different people. Completely different people. And only the hand of God can make that change. Only the hand of God could have changed me that much. Only seeing His glory could change me that much. What about you? There's a lot of people here, and I know everybody here has different circumstances under which you've come to see God, under which you've come to experience Him, under which you've come to accept Him. And I know some people don't really have that experience. They don't have a day and a time that they can point to and say, here's when I changed. Because sometimes we just... If you had the opportunity to just grow up in the church and you've always been good, then hallelujah. But there was a time when you made a decision, and you may not remember it, but there was a time you changed to have the host of heaven appear before you. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. As we journey through our faith, as we take this walk, and it is a journey, We continue to change. We continue to see miracles. We continue to have good things happen to us. We continue to experience God as He continues to have His hand upon us, as He continues to raise us up as His children. You see, when the shepherds came to Bethlehem to see Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, just as the angels said, they then went out and told everybody. They spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. If you've ever had the chance to run into somebody who knew you before and then see them afterwards, would they notice a change in you? Did they? And then you get the opportunity to tell them why. Did you? You see, as followers of Christ, one of the things that we're called to do, just like the shepherds, is to go out and tell people. It's not just an opportunity, it's what we're called to. Each one of us. Now, I know, I'm not expecting anybody to stand on a street corner and start shouting. If you feel called to that, go ahead. I'm not going to stop you either. But I know I had someone once telling me, you know, I can't be an evangelist. I can't evangelize. And she told me that by expecting her to tell people about Christ, I was expecting too much of her. Do you ever feel that way? That it's just too much? It's too much to tell somebody. That responsibility is just too much for me to handle. You ever feel that way? It's natural. It's hard for us sometimes to talk about things like that. And yet, at the same time, if one of our favorite sports teams wins, we're all about that. You know, you may have a friend in another city. I've heard people talk about this kind of thing. I'm not a big sports fan myself, so I can't really relate to this a whole lot. But you know, you've got friends in other cities, and when your team beats their team, you call them. You'll talk to them about it. You'll post it on Facebook. You'll put it out to the whole world. And yet, when God does something in our lives more amazing than the Pirates winning a baseball game, that takes a miracle, we can be quiet about it. I mean, hopefully we're at least thanking God for what He's done for us. But are we proclaiming Him to the world? Are we sharing Him with the world? Are we going out and amazing people with what He has done in our lives? And let's face facts. Some of the miracles that have happened in lives of people here are amazing. You would be amazed to hear some of the stories. I have heard some testimonies from people in this room that I know that have been told to me very quietly, and I've been amazed. I've been amazed. God's work is miraculous. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Now, how about us? Do we glorify and praise God? Even when those miracles happen, you know, we may say, thank you, Lord, for seeing me through this, or thank you, Lord, for taking care of me in this situation, and then we're done. Are we remembering to glorify God? Are we remembering to praise Him continually? Well, it's the season of Christmas, and Christmas is coming, and we get gifts for Christmas. And we're thankful for those gifts. We give thanks to people for gifts. Sometimes we receive gifts that are really amazing. Like, Robin knitted me a scarf 2 years ago that I'm still thanking her for this scarf because it's the best scarf in the world. Just last night, in fact, I was thanked her again for this scarf. It's a scarf. What's God done for you? And how often do you continue to thank Him? Now, Christmas is that time when we need to remember. We really need to remember the gifts we've received. Now, I know, as I mentioned before, before lighting the Advent candles, that sometimes this particular season can get us down. You know, it seems that when we suffer some kind of loss in this season, we remember it next year. We can associate things. If you've had a loved one that you have lost, someone in your family, a close friend or something has passed during this season, years past, the season always reminds us of these things. And that's why, one of the reasons why this holiday season can be very difficult for some people, because we remember that kind of thing. But we need to, as it's the week of joy, our pink candle joy week, we need to remember that joy. We need to remember what God has done for us in this season. We need to remember what God has given us, what He has handed us. We don't deserve a Messiah. We don't deserve Christ. We don't deserve any of what God has given us. And yet He continues to give. And we continue to receive. We need to remember to talk about it. He came to give us a second chance. That's what Christmas is really about. Remembering that He came for us. He came for these shepherds, regular guys, out working in the field, watching their sheep. They were just doing their job, just like us, just doing our job, doing our thing, whatever that thing may be. And there's the glory of God. Let us take our example from these shepherds. Let us go into the world and spread the word to remember what God has done for us, to glorify Him in all things. Amen.